I'm guessing, like me, you've had some lousy customer service experiences. Perhaps you called an 800 number, trying to resolve a problem, only to find the person on the other end of the line saying there's nothing they can do, that their hands are tied, that those are the rules, and that you should have read the fine print. Or perhaps you were one of the thousands of folks whose flights have been delayed, and the airlines have been less than responsive to your dilemma. Recently, I went to an outdoor theater to see a play. Both the actors and the audience out in the elements, and while the setting was wonderful, a heavy rain could change all of that. So when we went to get our rain check tickets to see another night's performance, we were told the higher priced seats we purchased weren't available. We could have cheaper seats, but there would be no rebate. Thus, we paid for good seats, but we got cheaper ones. When we said, that didn't seem equitable, it didn't seem fair, their answer? You should have read the fine print. You, the ticket holder, are the one who loses if there is rain. When we asked, isn't there something you can do if you can't rebate the difference between what we paid and the value of the seat? Couldn't you give us a voucher to purchase something at the theater's bar? Clearly, that wouldn't have cost the theater much, and it would have been such a nice gesture, an acknowledgement that what we paid for we weren't getting, and that the theater appreciated our support. But no, we were told, that wasn't possible. It was against the rules. It simply wasn't done. At some point, arguing with the person on the other end of the phone was futile. The answer was always the same. No. And then I thought, what would Jesus do? Well, perhaps you think that's odd, that a rabbi would wonder how Jesus would have addressed such a complaint. But really, it wasn't such a random thought. We were there seeing Jesus Christ Superstar. It seems to me that those producing the show should have paid a bit more attention to the subject matter they were working with. For I know what Jesus would have done. He would have given us a glass of wine. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.